Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's find out how the Scholastic Bowl season is going for the Mercer County Golden Eagles. We bring in senior Hunter Smith. So tell us, how good are the Mercer County High School Scholastic Bowlers in 2023? Take it away, Hunter Smith.
Well, I would definitely say we have made a lot of improvements from the beginning of the season, and we are currently sitting at a record of 16-11, I do believe. And, you know, we're working well as a team. We've been doing everything that we can to try and get wins, and we've had ups and downs throughout the season, but we're definitely making progress, and I feel like we'll do pretty good at the conference meet this Saturday.
So what do you like most about Scholastic Bowl?
I like the fact that it makes me seem like a nerd, and honestly, I am A-okay with that.
A good answer. All right, give me like something, like a toss-up question where you answer it and you said, yeah, I feel really good about that. When you look back at maybe your competitions of doing this, any, you know, question that stands out that you answered and you said, man, I got that one.
Well, this past Saturday, we had a tournament, the Mercer County Invitational Tournament, and there was a question, and I got it pretty fast. It was the, this is the only U.S. state with a royal palace, and the answer was Hawaii. And I felt pretty good about that because I knew it in the first five words of the sentence.
All right, so when you look at, like, how it works, I know you want a good balance on the team, different kids with different strengths when you try to answer a lot of these questions. So do you have, I guess I can phrase it two ways. What's the strength and what's the weakness for Hunter Smith? And he'll probably say, Taylor, I have no weakness.
I wish that were so, but I would say I'm pretty good in a lot of subjects. I know odds and ends about many things, but literature is definitely the one thing that I kind of lack in. But there's a good balance of that throughout the team, of all the other players knowing their stuff really well. And I feel like we have a pretty balanced team on all the aspects of, you know, one person knows this, the other person knows that.
And I think, too, you know, all joking aside, I know the program over the years with Coach Caresco, I think a lot of pride and interest in this program. You know, I think Scholastic Bowl has a strong, nice tradition in Mercer County. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I feel like throughout the past few years, there's definitely been some very good teams that have come through, and that definitely shows with the trophies and our trophy case down the hallways. And, you know, it makes me very proud to say that I can help and aid in that program.
So how many kids are on the team here in the 2022-2023 season?
Right now, I do believe there are 7.
So how fun are the practices? You guys get along okay and give each other grief when you miss a question here or there? Like, how do you not know that, Hunter?
Oh, most definitely. That is a that is something that we do a lot of practices. We always have a ton of fun at practices, and we learn a lot of things. And there are a lot of just obvious questions that we don't get, but the way the questions are formatted, they're formatted to be more difficult to answer at the beginning, and at the end, it will be something as simple as, like, what's 2 + 2? And there are a lot of times where you get that feeling of, oh, I probably should have waited a little longer on that toss-up because I know what it is.
All right, so are there, like, any toss-up questions, like, that deal with pop culture? Do you get that or not? Like, what's the first video that ever played on MTV? I'd raise my hand too. I know that. No, I mean, I don't know that, but I could help maybe in the pop culture area. Do you get those type of questions?
We usually get about 1 or 2 a match about, you know, pop culture, anything along those lines, or modern history, major events that have happened in the last 5-10 years, the elections. We get a lot of odds and ends like that. From, if you watch the news, you'll be able to get it.
All right. So you said the conference meet is this weekend, and I think the LTC is always at Blackhawk East, if I remember correctly, right?
That is correct.
So we root for the Golden Eagles over there, and then I'm assuming shortly after that, the IHSA Scholastic Bowl postseason comes into play. So what about this group as we get ready for the postseason? What do you think?
I definitely think we have a very good chance at going a good ways into the regional. I feel like that with enough practice put into it, we are definitely a contender to win that regional title. And I have confidence in my fellow teammates that we can get it done.
All right. So we'll be following that this weekend. So in addition to Scholastic Bowl, I noticed Hunter Smith, he kind of has a radio voice. He's on the podcasting club. But I know they've been doing that for a while. How do you like that?
I personally find it to be very fun. It's something that it's kind of nice just to go in there and just talk for 25 minutes is usually what our podcasts run. And we let everybody lead different portions of it. And we do interviews and all that stuff. And it's quite a bit of fun, and it's not all that much work.
All right. So you talk in your radio voice right now, and I'll talk in my radio voice. Go ahead.
Well, what's the prompt on this?
No, I'm just kidding. We both have radio voices. All right. So the one other thing I wanted to bring up, you're involved in the, and I know not only this year, but the school musical. So what's involved and what can we expect from the school musical in 2023?
Well, in 2023, we're doing Annie Get Your Gun, the musical. So it's a very, very popular classic. A lot of people are going to know it. And that puts a little bit of pressure on the cast to have to really know their stuff. But I have never seen a cast know as much stuff as they do in the first 3 weeks of rehearsing, and it has simply blown me away. And especially with the younger cast we have this year, a lot of freshmen in the cast, and it's really happy for me. It makes me very happy that all these people are able to come together and work like a family. And you know, this is my 10th show here, and I definitely think it's going to be a very, very good one.
When are the dates for that this spring then?
It's March 9th through the 12th.
All right, so we'll be looking for that. And then you get, I want to bring in a, you know, just a couple other things. You know, I like to talk to well-rounded kids. You participate in the bass fishing program too?
Yes.
So tell us about that. You have a secret fishing spot probably in Mercer County somewhere. You can't tell us, but explain to us your love of fishing.
Well, you know, I've been fishing since I was old enough to pretty much hold a pole. I still have my SpongeBob fishing rod that I used to fish with when I was real young. It's a lot of fun, and I've learned a lot just through the program from friends and instructors. So Mr. Hart and Mr. Livingston are the two instructors that aid with that, and they have taught me a whole lot about, you know, little odds and ends that I can do to improve my technique. And it's a lot of fun going out there and competing with fellow classmates.
Well, I think we've just become best friends when you said you had a SpongeBob fishing pole. Hunter Smith, I can dig that. All right, I also wanted to recognize you, Illinois State Scholar. So this is a kid that gets it done in the classroom. Congratulations on that. So I'm patting you on the back. That has to mean a lot to get some recognition like that.
Most definitely. It everyone that gets that is very hardworking and very oriented on school and still being able to have a good time with it. And, you know, I know a lot of those people, and we're all, pretty much everyone in there was in AP calculus, and we have a pretty good class this year, and we like to have fun. And I think that's very important. That comes along with the academic side of things is finding time to have fun with it.
All right. Well, Hunter, good luck to you and the Scholastic Bowlers this weekend at the LTC meet, and enjoy the rest of your senior year. And it's been nice visiting with you today.
All right, it's been nice visiting you, Jim.
And you're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com. I'm Jim Taylor.